Kuhkladen?
It is.
Or what's the heritage?
We ordered that right from Germany 30 years ago, and has been there ever since. And it did work.
Oh, okay.
There's a quick story there. We had it about a week, and I'm not going to tell you what it cost. It was so expensive, and some kids grabbed that chain and pulled it down, and it broke into a million pieces. So it's all super glued. We're okay, it just looks nice up there.
Well, yeah, yes. And it's carved with the eagle.
My dad almost had a heart attack.
Wow.
Yeah, that was not. I was glad it didn't hit somebody, but that's a quick story on our famous cuckoo clock, and everybody asked me about that.
Right. So the clock still works, the time, unless it just happens to be set at 7:15.
Oh, it just happens to be set at 7:15.
No,
yeah,
really?
Better be lucky than
really?
Good.
Is that really?
Yes.
Craig, that's the time. Oh.
I can't see it from here.
Yeah.
I'll take your word for it.
I thought it was working. Oh, well.
Yeah. No.
It's about as good as some of the Seth Thomas clocks we have in our
studio. Well, you know, we have our engineer, Terry, here. Maybe he can work on it for you.
I don't know. There's a lot of working parts.
Terry is awesome. I'll tell you, I've worked with him before, and you got a great one there, and I mean that.
Yeah.
I just want to say what an honor and a pleasure it is to have you guys here with us today, too.
Well, thank you.
Tim's been here before. Certainly, I'm good friends with Tim Alcorn, and to have WEOL and have the Learning International Breakfast here is truly an honor and our pleasure to have you guys here.
What's that mean for you, and how is the setup going for this?
Oh, the setup's wonderful, and we've been working on it for a day and a half, and the committee was here yesterday, and we've got it all with all the flags and everything, and it's a very special day. Jim Bonomino is the guest speaker, and as luck would have it, Jim and I went to school together. I was just telling Tim. We played baseball together. We both went to Miami of Ohio together, and you always knew as we grew up together that Jim was going to do something really special, and certainly he did with Jungle Jim's down in Cincinnati.
Okay.
Terrific, terrific gentleman. Of course, his mother, Marie, owns Bonomino Florists, and just a great, great family. And again, we grew up with them, and that even makes it more special here today.
Talk a little bit about your facility, how long you've been here, little bit of the history.
All right. My dad came to me about 33 years ago, and he said, let's build a party center. And when I asked him how much he'd been drinking or whatever, he said, no, I want to do that. And we looked for some land. He did, and he found this land here, 14 acres, sitting down here in Vermilion. Right half a mile west of the Ford plant. And so 6 months later, we had our first party. We've been here 32 years. And you can tell we work really hard at keeping it looking nice. And we're very, very proud. I know my dad is very proud of what we're continuing to do. He passed in 2002. And it's truly still fun. And a big pleasure for us here, it is.
Oh, it's beautiful in here. The main ballroom set up this morning. Kudos to you and your staff.
Yes, thank you. Thank you very much, Craig. And again, it's great to have you guys here with us. And worked with Tim before, and we won't get into a lot of those stories, but Terry, and it's always been wonderful. So,
is the business that you have mostly related to, maybe like wedding receptions or business gatherings or what kind of focus does it usually
all of the above? Okay. It's changed. When we first built this, there were many party centers, many halls. All the churches had halls, but weddings were certainly the big thing back then. It was not unusual to have a wedding back then, 30 some years ago, for 300 people, 250 people, and so we thought, wow, this is a great idea. Well, but after then, Ford went down, U.S. Steel went down, people started leaving the area, people started watching their money a little bit, and the wedding business diminished. So we still get lots of weddings, certainly, but they're 100, 150, but we do lots and lots of fundraisers. We do anniversaries, birthday parties, graduation parties, and you push that. You want to let people know that because, as you mentioned, people think of a hall such as Germans. They think of, well, it's just for wedding.
Right.
But it's not. We have birthday parties here, celebration of life. And if you've noticed, we've got big screens in the hall. And
so
we spend a considerable...
Get technology added into this, what people expect,
technology,
right?
Certainly. When we have anything, weddings, we have them bring in discs. And we have pictures of the bride and groom and their little. Some of them are on bearskin rugs. Uh-huh. Again, we won't get into the dynamics of that one. But their parents and their friends. And people look up there throughout the course of the night. And their pictures up on our big screen TVs. And, I mean, they're big and they're all high definition. And I mean, we've got a slideshow right now of all the international princesses. When Jim Bonomino and everybody gets up to speak, there'll be a camera on them, and it'll be like, and there'll be two big screens in the hall, and he'll be up there speaking. Just a little Hollywood, if you will.
Right. Well, I mean, you have to kind of give people what they expect, is maybe they've already seen it somewhere, or they have been to other places. A lot of times people maybe have been invited somewhere, and they see something, and they think, is it possible to have it here? You mentioned about having parties and things like that. I think a lot of times people think, well, if they're going to have a party, they think, I got to clean up my house, I got to invite people over. This way, you kind of put them all here, and you and your staff get to clean
up. Absolutely.
Right?
There's no muss, no fuss. We set it up. You come here, you have your party, you grab your loot, and out the door you go.
Right.
Okay, we clean it up. So it's a one-stop shop, and if you need anything at all, we're here to help
you. So you spend a lot of your days at parties and weddings and celebrations, right?
I do. And normally I don't hang around. Once we get them fed, normally I sort of get home. At 70, I'm getting a little old to stay here too late at night, but I still love it. I still enjoy it. Still have lots of energy for it, and I'm just very thankful that people are supporting us.
And you and your staff, people, they make their memories here. They talk about it for years to come. They never forget.
No question about that, Craig. No question. I get so many people, and it's a good thing and a bad thing, but I get lots of people come up and say, oh, Cliff, we had our wedding there 20 years ago, and I don't remember them from Adam, you know. But I say, oh, yes, and it was such a great time, you know. But they are, and we work hard to be sure that everyone has a good time, and we take care of, really good care of everyone. It's a people business, just like anything else, and that's the way my dad was, and we built it off his legacy, and I mean that.
So you got the international breakfast. Why was it important to have this, and what do you like, you know, International Week here in Lorain?
Well, we just got done with the Vermilion International festivity. We had a big breakfast here for 300 on Sunday. We have the Woolly Bear Queen's breakfast here, and that'll be about 250 girls just for breakfast for them. We're very, very active in the community. We do lots of fundraisers here, a lot of sporting events, especially from sporting banquets from Firelands and Elyria and Lorain, and they all come here. Amherst is a big supporter of us. And again, we're very fortunate. We're very blessed.
What community eats the most?
They all eat.
Yeah, they all, yeah.
All these kids. And that, you can laugh, but you know, weddings and stuff, there's a certain amount of people generally eat. But when you have those high school banquets, you better prepare a lot of food, because those youngsters can eat, I'll tell you.
They won't eat at home, but they'll eat here.
They'll eat here. Oh, yeah. You can see that again. And that's all good, too, Craig. Yes, sir.
So obviously the food's good.
That's delicious. Yeah, well, people are going to enjoy it. I hope you'll take time to do
that.
What
do you got on the menu for the breakfast?
Well, we have scrambled eggs today, and we have cheese potatoes. We have sausage and gravy. We have mushrooms, melted cheese, and the ketchup for the condiments over the eggs. We have sausage gravy and biscuits, honey glazed ham. We have sausage. We have waffles and syrup. And we have bagels out here and muffins. And everything for you to eat. People are already eating that before we even eat on the buffet line. And we have, but there will be about 300 people here today. And it'll take about 10 to 12 minutes to serve everyone.
Wow. Bruce, there's a science to all this.
Yeah.
You know,
yes, and there is.
And which seat, where is the table you want if you want first? Where's table
matter.
One?
Well, I tell people, you're going to be eating in 10 minutes, so relax. It's all good. You're not going to wait a half an hour, you know.
There's that one moment where people are thinking,
oh, yes,
are they going to have any more of that ham when I get up there?
Well, I always start at the center, so keep that in
mind.
Right? The head table, I don't know why, always goes first, I work my way out from the center. But again, I'll get the people in the last row.
Serve the people that are paying the check first. You know, that's how you have to get that.
That works, too, yes, especially with the schools and stuff. I want to be sure I'm taking care of the superintendents and the principals, and they're the ones that typically make that decision. So it's all good. And as Craig mentioned, there's a science to it, and there is, you know, to everything you do. But it's still a people business.
Well, yep, and we know you're a people person. We appreciate you having us here. We got it all set up right when we come in. People are already getting ready for the international breakfast this morning. We've got more folks coming by, and if we get the mayor coming through, we got to snag him because he's scheduled to speak with us. Chase Rittenour, the mayor of Lorain.
Well, I want you guys to be sure you make yourself at home. You need anything, you let us know.
Look,
if I can get it for you.
Can you not see me leaning back in this comfortable chair?
I don't want you to take a nap now.
I
know. Right? Yes. But you guys make yourself at home. If you need anything, you let us know. And we're very, very pleased that you're here. It's our honor to have you here. Well,
thank you. It is 729 at AM 930 WEOL. Moore from the International Breakfast at Germansville this morning on WEOL.